That's a little too heavy for you to wake up to. Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian. It's 7:39. Good morning, everybody. Neil Steele with Herman, Roscoe the Radio Cat, and Oliver the Radio Dog. Oliver, of course, came, we adopted him from Small Paws Rescue. Their website is smallpawsrescue.org, and on the phone with us this morning is the founder and director of Small Paws Rescue, which is a Bichon rescue site, Robin Presnell. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil, and good morning to all of your listeners this morning.
You're in Tulsa. You haven't been in any danger from the fires, have you?
You know, actually, we've had the fires all around us. The smell of smoke is in the air, and in our housing addition, one of the fires came all the way up to one of our homes. So we're watchful, and pray for rain for us, you guys. Send us some rain.
It's still so the fires are still a threat.
Yes, the fires are still a threat. We get fire updates every day on the news, and fire alerts are out, and fire warnings. It's just, we've never had this before. We're used to tornado warnings here, but not to fire warnings. So we're all praying for rain here.
Well, Robin, first of all, smallpawsrescue.org, Small Paws Rescue is a Bichon rescue site. But just so people know, you have dogs, but you have more than Bichons.
I do. I have six dogs. Two are Bichons. I have a Schnauzer, I think he's about 6 years old. I have a 15-year-old Cockapoo and a 15-year-old St. Bernard.
Wow.
I know. And then we have Sally Ann, the Kansas Highway dog. I'll leave that to your imagination, how we found her. But we do love all dogs. Small Paws is an organization that rescues Bichons and Bichon mixes nationwide.
How did it start?
Well, several years ago in 1998, I lost my heart dog to cancer. His name was Nicholas, and you know what that's like, going through the loss of Charlie. But it was a thing where I knew I'd always wanted to have a Bichon, and I was so green and so just ignorant, truly, about puppy mills and the horrors that they produce. I found an internet ad on the internet, AKC registered male Bichon, $75, and it was in Webb City, Missouri. And when we got there, we realized that we were on the steps of one of the worst puppy mills in Missouri.
Oh.
There was a dead horse in the front yard. That was our first clue. My husband looked at me and said, I think we're at one of those places. What do you want to do? And my first thought was, we've got to go get him. We've got to get his parents. We've got to get his uncles. We've got to get them out.
Now, to be honest, your husband must have looked at you like you were a little crazy.
You know, but my husband knew me. he knew my heart, and he knew my soul, and bless his heart. We've been married for 20 years, and he's as much, into helping these little guys as I am. And we went inside, and the smell was just, I can't even tell you. But we got pictures of, we took Chipper, of course, that day. That's the one that started it all. But I told him I just wanted to have some pictures of his parents for his puppy book, you know. And they went out and got his parents, and I got the pictures, and I came back, and I began to tell the world and sing it from every mountaintop what was going on in the commercial kennel industry in Missouri and now in Ohio and Amish country and all of several states.
But we need to emphasize, because I know a lot of people get a wrong impression, that Small Paws Rescue and other rescue organizations for other breeds, for other mm-hmm. types of animals, are not opposed to breeding.
No, we know that there are some reputable breeders out
yes.
there. We, in fact, on our homepage, we highlight the Bichon Frise Club of America and show that the breeders that are reputable breeders that do health testing for the breed, that to try to find out, you know, how to eradicate the diseases that are prone to happen in certain breeds. What we're talking about is mass production, where the dogs live on top of each other in cages. They never are out of the cage. The food comes down through a food chute. The water comes down through a water bottle.
Yeah.
And they just don't get veterinary care because it's not financially doable when you're in a farm situation.
They're there to breed from the beginning till death.
That's right. And we are the ones that get those dogs now, the Bichons, that are too old and sick to breed anymore. They used to shoot them, and that was a legal method of euthanization. It still is a legal method of euthanization in Missouri. But what we've done is we've reached out to the commercial kennel owner, and we've said, listen, we will save you the cost and the time of burying the dog. Let us take this dog. Let us raise money for it and get it vetted and take care of its illnesses, get its teeth fixed, and let us put your dog in a retirement home where it can enjoy life, because he's been a good producer for you. He's made good money for you. Let us take him.
And they've gone along with this, a lot of them?
They have, and I'll tell you the reason why, is I make a promise to them that I will never reveal their identities or the addresses of their properties, and I will take that information with me to my grave, because the main thing is to get those dogs out, get them into homes, and let them begin giving and receiving love like God meant them to be. That was his purpose for dogs, for us.
I have
companion animals.
On their website, folks that are listening, which is smallpawsrescue.org, they post pictures of puppy mill dogs. They post before and after pictures. And I've told Robin, I've started to look at them, and I cannot get through the pictures without tearing up and choking up, and I just have to get out of it. And I do not know. And what Small Paws does is they go to a lot of auctions incognito. You don't go as identified as a rescue. And they buy these dogs. And I was reading that you actually have to put VapoRub under your nose to go in.
Yeah, the smell is something that once you've smelled it, you'll never forget it. But it's something that permeates. You just can't get rid of it. You just gotta mask the smell with something else. We do go to commercial auctions, and what we do is we go in, and the dogs are being sold like at a livestock auction. That people think of them as livestock. They're called livestock, and they actually are under the agriculture law when it comes to the Animal Welfare Act. They're really treated quite like livestock. And what we do is we go in and we bid against the puppy millers so that these dogs can come out and come into a life of love. If we weren't there, they would be sold for the same amount of money, but just to a different commercial kennel. So we have rescued over 3,500 Bichons from the commercial kennel industry and gotten them into loving homes.
And the next thing that they do that is very important, and also it's not just Small Paws Rescue is not just for puppy mills. For example, Oliver was a stray that was gotten from a pound, a shelter in Covington, Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
So they will get them from families that can't keep a dog anymore, that don't want a dog, that don't love a dog, from kennels. These people go everywhere to find them. Then they spend enormous amounts of money, and I believe you told me $1 million last year on medical bills.
We do $1 million worth of rescue work. About three-fourths of that was spent on medical bills for the dogs. We rescue about 150 Bichons and Bichon mixes a month. We have approximately 800 volunteers in the United States, but we also have members in 18 other countries who support what Small Paws does. We rescue dogs from shelter situations, from, as you said, owners that can't take care of them any longer. Oliver came in to rescue with heartworm. And as you know, a heartworm is something that's caused by mosquito bites. There are no symptoms until it's too late, so every dog needs to be on heartworm preventative. We got Oliver in and treated his heartworm and, of course, got him neutered and all of his vaccinations and his teeth cleaned. We do complete vetting, and our adoption fee is $150.
Right.
Now, we lose money on each and every dog because it always costs more than that to get them into shape medically to be adopted.
Robin, let me interrupt real quick, one quick second. I promised yesterday I would do this at about 7:45.
Yes, no problem.
Joanne Curry is in a carpool right now on her way to Williamsburg, on her way to work. And they knew you wouldn't hear this earlier, Joanne. Some folk called in, wanted to wish you a happy birthday this morning. So, Joanne Curry, happy birthday on your way to work. I highlighted it and everything because my memory goes when I get rambling.
Happy birthday, Joanne.
You are tied in with Pet Finders, which is a wonderful, wonderful website.
Yes. We're partnered with PetFinders.com. This is where we list all of our Bichons for adoption. You'll see pictures and read about their bios and find out if they have any special medical needs or, if they can be with children or if they need an older home.
The descriptions are wonderful, by the way.
It's interesting. Our foster parents, well, they're just the best people in the world, as you know, after you met Andy and Lori Foster, who fostered Oliver. But they, we let them take 2 weeks to get to know the dog and to get to know his idiosyncrasies and the things that he likes. Like, for instance, you were told that Oliver isn't really a morning person.
No, he is not.
So the foster parents write the bios for us. And, you know, we let the foster parents talk to each and every adoptive mom and dad that has applied to adopt. And they do an interview, and until the foster parent feels comfortable, we don't really move forward. We give them a lot of say about this because they know that dog. They know that dog inside and out. And in the case of Oliver, Andy and Lori were just thrilled to know that he would help to be a heart healer, that he would be an ambassador for Small Paws, and that we knew so many of your listeners were so disheartened to learn of Charlie's passing, and we hope that they can learn to love Radio Oliver, and we just hope that he comes into their homes and blesses each one of them.
They described him as the perfect dog, and so far he is. He is just unbelievable. He does something more amazing every day. Yesterday, a gentleman came in for a meeting with the owner of the station, and Oliver goes outside and barks, and his tail wags. He's talking. He's not barking at anybody. And I walked out, and the guy said, "Oh, he's fine. He's petting him." I came back in, walked back out, and he's sitting on the guy's lap. Uh-huh. And I said, "Oliver," and John said, "No, I invited him. Turns out he has two Bichons."
He knew he was a Bichon dad.
Yes, yeah.
You know, Bichons can recognize each other. It's interesting. If you're driving down the street with your Bichon in your car, they will react one way if they see just another dog. But if they see a Bichon, they recognize them as family. Every year we have Bichon bashes all across the country, and you're going to be coming to one soon, I know. They're usually in the summer, spring, summer, and fall. And we have at times as many as 200 Bichons all together. And it's so fun to watch because there's never a fight, never a growl, never a tiff. It's just, oh, you're my family. And they're so excited to see each other. And it's also wonderful for the parents of these Bichons to get together and compare little notes about funny things their dogs do.
Now, one of the neatest things that happened after we adopted Oliver, and somebody said this was going to happen, and I didn't think anything of it, but all of a sudden we got a blanket in the mail that one of your volunteers does and sends out, and it has a picture of a Bichon in the middle. And if you want to see that, you can go to extra99.com, and the logo screen will come up. Don't click anything or get, antsy. It'll switch you over to hitsandfavorites.com, and then you click on the morning show icon, and you will see Oliver's picture on the top. On the front page, it's still Charlie and I. I got to get in fact, we're going to a photographer to get Oliver and I for the website.
Okay.
But, you'll see Oliver on his blanket, and you can see the picture of the Bichon right in the middle of the blanket, and that was kind of neat. And he knew it was his.
Of course he did. Yes, that's a wonderful program that we have. It's called the Small Paws Rescue Blanketeers. We have 53 ladies and one gentleman who hand sew the blankets for everyone that's adopted, and occasionally we'll have a special needs dog, like if they have a heart murmur. We've corrected 31 heart murmurs at Texas A&M University, and it's $2,000 a piece to do each one of these. We raise money for these dogs. We bring the attention, to the plight of the puppy mill dogs, and the blanketeers will almost always make and design a special blanket for the heart murmur puppies. So we were tickled to make one for Oliver, knowing that you'd had a loss. And these gals, they have an online quilting bee is what they do. They have pictures of their workrooms. they talk about where there's a sale on fabric. And, I just found this place today. And I just got a new sewing machine, and I'm going to, be hammering out the blankets. So, yes, Oliver's picture on the blanket is now on our homepage, too. So you can go and go to our homepage, and you'll see Oliver and a link to your radio station and his picture sitting on his blanket.
And by the way, under his picture is a link to Small Paws. It's smallpawsrescue.org. They are not in the business of trying to put respectable breeders that love and care for animals out
Absolutely.
Of business. Now,
Absolutely.
One last quick point. Did I read that in Missouri, commercial breeding of Bichons is just about non-existent?
Well, we've been really working hard for 7.5 years to educate the public about when you buy a puppy at a pet shop, there's a 99% chance that it came from a commercial kennel.
Is it that high?
Yes, it's very high. Because what happens is, this is the only place that the commercial kennels sell their puppies. That's their retail outlet, is the pet shops across the country. And so what happens is, you might walk into a Virginia pet shop and you find out your AKC papers are originating from Missouri or Ohio or Pennsylvania. And it's because that's where the highest concentration of the commercial kennels are. So, yes, that's their only means of income, is selling the puppies to the brokers who put them in 18-wheeler trucks and wheel them across the country. Some die on every trip, and they'll tell you that that's the cost of doing business, as if you dropped a bag of flour at the grocery store. That's just the cost of doing business. So it's a very sad thing to know about the commercial kennel industry. But the good news is that Small Paws and other, there are hundreds of other wonderful rescue organizations.
All types of breeds.
Yeah, all breeds. Every breed has a rescue organization. And they are educating the public one step at a time with billboards and with media attention. We have a full media department in Small Paws, and we oftentimes, we'll talk about the puppy mills. We were on Animal Planet for 4 years in a program called A Pet Story, and that highlighted the plight of the puppy mill dog. We had a little heart murmur puppy that they highlighted. But we just need to get the word out. There's so many important things. Don't buy a puppy from a pet shop. And the second thing is, be sure to spay and neuter your pet. The one thing that all of the dogs, the millions of dogs, literally millions, that were euthanized in our country last year for no other reason but a lack of a home, they all had one thing in common. Their parents were not altered. And when we begin spaying and neutering our pets, we're just going to have a much better situation in our country in regards to disposable pets.
Well, Robin, I have some business to take care of. I'd like to be able to call you back in a couple of months and talk to you some more and get some people some updates. The name of the organization is Small Paws Rescue. The website is smallpawsrescue.org. The director and founder, who we've been talking to, is Robin Presnell. And, again, thank you very much for Oliver.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We're so happy for Oliver and happy for you, and I'd love to come back and visit with your listeners. And we are just tickled pink about Oliver's adoption.
Well, have a good day, and good luck with those fires.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Robin Presnell, ladies and gentlemen, the director and founder of smallpawsrescue.org. This Metro Traffic Update is being brought to you by William.